Senator Rounds, can you share with us a little bit about the Respect Act?
Sure. The Respect Act is our attempt to change or to eliminate laws that were put in place really before the turn of the century that impacted the relationship between the federal government and the Indian nations, our Native Americans from throughout the upper Midwest in particular. But these types of laws that would basically the Respect Act would repeal, they were outdated to begin with, but some of them never should have been put in place in the first place. They had to do with Native American education, the forcible relocation of Native American children to boarding schools, wartime status between Native Americans and the federal government, and the withholding of rations or money owed to Native Americans. And really, in addition to the laws that would have, you know, that would allow for the forced removal of Native American children that would then be put into boarding schools, and they would require that Indians would be put into forced labor in some cases. There was actually, in one particular case, there's a law that would say that the president would be authorized to declare that all treaties with such tribes would be abrogated if, in their opinion, any Indian tribe was in actual hostility to the United States. There was another statute that calls for the withholding of monies or goods on account of intoxicating liquors, meaning that Native Americans could be denied annuities, monies, or goods if they were found under the influence of alcohol. These were really just, they were statutes that were really kind of a very sad reminder of, the hostile aggression and the really overt racism that was displayed by the early federal government toward Native Americans as the government really tried to assimilate them into what was considered modern society at that time. And there's simply no place in our legal code for those laws today. And so this particular legislation has now passed out of the United States Senate Committee on Indian Affairs unanimously. We're hoping that it will pass through the Senate in fairly short order and be moved over to the House for activity.
And what was the motivation to put this together? Was there any particular, did you come across one of these laws, or was there something, some kind of event that really motivated you to put this into action?
During the time that I was governor in South Dakota, we talked about the different things in which we could reconcile our differences. And in order to reconcile, there has to be a conciliatory message in the first place. And it looked to me like some of the easier ways would be to address those areas that we would all agree on. And throughout the research that some of my staff members did, they found that there were certain laws that were on the books that just simply didn't need to be there. And when we saw them, and in particular, I'll tell you, one of them had to do with how tribal trust was set up in the first place, and the fact that in some cases, if you were going to change tribal trust rules, which is not addressed in this particular bill, but tribal trust for individuals, that basically the individual Native Americans were not respected as adults capable of making decisions on their own. And when we saw that, we decided, let's go back and look at what else we can find. And when we went to the Congressional Research Office, they had a whole list that had been prepared earlier, hoping that basically someone would step forward and sponsor it. So when we saw that, we said, well, we want to take it. We then took it back to the Native American tribes in South Dakota and asked them to take a look at it. There were a couple of the laws on there that they thought may have had some residual good meaning on them that they didn't want us to take out with respect to the connection between the federal government and the Native American tribes directly. But all of these seemed to pass unanimous consent that they did no good and only harm and would appropriately be subject to removal now with a broad support from the Native American organizations across the United States.
Yeah, that was my next question. Was there any cross-checking of these laws to make sure that they didn't, that by repealing them, they didn't erode the trust responsibility.
Right. And in particular, that was exactly the issue that brought us to a change from an original proposal to this current proposal, was that particular issue. So hopefully it has, you know, the law has been appropriately vetted, and that there is no intention to remove any aspect of the trust responsibilities that the federal government has and that they have entered into by treaty in the past.
Senator Rounds, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today about this.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.